Blog Talk Radio.
The date was May 14th at 10 past 10. I got my world rocked and introduced to my best friend. At that point, I realized my path to be is to be the best father I could possibly be. Then I held you for the first time. I saw in your face that you knew who I was, that you felt so safe. Make no mistake, because I felt safe too. The way you fit right in my arms, it was like face true. You're meant for great things, I could tell you gon' rise. Because your eyes so alive, they as blue as the skies. I wouldn't lie, you're the reason I breathe. Because you smile so bright, the sunshine that I need. Yes, you're my little man, kissing on your little hand. Listen, you my shining star, proving there's a bigger plan. You're my crown jewel, my pride, my treasure. It's me, you and your mom, we're together forever.
You're my pride and joy.
You're my life, you're my baby boy.
You're my pride and joy.
Don't be scared when you need me, just call and I'll be right there.
You're my pride and joy.
Day I changed, the day I claimed, the best day to clear my reign. I used to be filled with just
Good evening to the Diamond on the Rough Show with Charlie Alejandro and Mountain Man. And welcome all to our second show of 2010 on the 5th of January. Hope everyone's having a great day, even though it's very cold out there. Right off the bat, I'd like to welcome everybody who is in the chat room. If they are, please say hello to me. It would be great to know if you're there. If not, we'll get that going in a little bit. Otherwise, if you'd like to call into the show, the number is 347-989-1473. Again, 347-989-1473. If you are on Skype, you can get to us through the website Ordinary Woman, or excuse me, Blog Talk Radio / Ordinary Woman, spelled WMN, and you can get to us through there. Or you can hit us up in the chat room, and you can also go onto the phone and listen to us through the phone if you don't have a computer, and just basically listen to us and chat and all that good stuff. Because this year, Tuesday nights, we're trying to figure out what to call for Tuesday nights. Because this is a motivational type show. We are going to be looking at maybe going towards a spiritual type. But all in all, it's going to be a motivational type show for this upcoming year. And it is just going to be a great year. 2010 is going to be an awesome year for us. Because we're going to try to expand our show, and we are going to be able to have a lot of you listeners out there, whether you're on the chat room or what have you. It is going to be just a phenomenal time. We don't have a particular guest this evening, but I believe on Thursday we will be. And I just wanted to and thank everybody who has emailed us. We do appreciate all the emails that we had gotten, and I hope we answered all your questions. But please feel free to email us at ordinarywoman. I am messing up big time here. But I'm going to have my other host, when she comes on, give us all that info again, because I know I have messed it up. But that's beside the point. But anyhow, so I know for me what had motivated me the most is being able to get out today. I got out for a little while, even though it is very cold here in Massachusetts. In Lowell, Massachusetts, it's very cold out there. I don't know what the temperature is right now, but I know for me it is cold because my knees are aching. My whole lower body is aching right now, and it's tough having a disability. For those who know, or for those who have a disability, you know what it's like. And I really do appreciate everybody that can understand where I'm coming from. And I just would appreciate everybody holding up Charlie when you can. Because Charlie is just an amazing, amazing host. We were talking last night about, we were just finishing up some of our questions from 2009. So I hope we answered all your questions. And I hope you will come up with some more. And it will just be an awesome, awesome, awesome time. And we will just be able to have some, and we're going to have some amazing guests here over the next several months. Charlie and I are going to be talking up throughout the next few weeks about what's going to be happening for the show. We are going to get together and hang out for a little while so we can see what's happening. But it's just going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal time. And I really do encourage you to join the show. And even if you find my tag on Blog Talk Radio, you can always hit the site. I put a link in my web page for you to be able to link over to the show. Hopefully it works. I have not tested it. I've been trying to test it over the last little while, but I can't do it all myself. I always need a partner to do stuff with, but hey, what are you going to do? Anyhow, so I just have been sitting here thinking about what am I going to do for 2010? Well, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to be sitting here every night that we do the show and look out at the view that I have. Look at the beautiful plowed snow that we have. And look at our trees that we have on my property. And just think about how wonderful it is to just see the snow on the trees and the rooftops when it does snow. Okay? It is just going to be one of those years that it's just going to be very, very tough. And I think we have our other co-host.
Hey,
good evening. Welcome, Miss Host. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing real good.
And I hope you were able to hear a minute or two of the conversation there that I was having.
Nope, just heard tough year.
Well, I was just talking about the beautiful plowed snow and how beautiful the snow is when it does fall on the trees and the rooftops. Because if you think about
it, it is beautiful.
Because if you think about it, you watch it falling, and it just hits certain evergreens that I have lined up at the property. And I know you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen the property, and you've seen the trees. And I just love the way it falls onto the evergreens. It's just amazing.
Isn't it amazing? It is. It's amazing to me because it looks so beautiful. I mean, and that's funny because, again, we've been on the theme of spirituality this last week, and it's just, that's one of those things where it's very hard to believe. To not believe that there is a higher being, a higher God, a higher something, creating this, because it's just very hard for me to believe that this is just random. I know when my kids were little and they just threw stuff around, it didn't land and look that beautiful. I mean, it might have looked cute to me because I was their mom, but it wasn't like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh my gosh, my kid's the next Michelangelo, but and people are looking at it like, really? That looks like a bunch of dried up clay. But the reality is that it's just, you're right, there's no randomness to it. It's just so beautiful and just exquisite.
Right.
It's just like a work of art.
Where it falls is where it's going to lay for the next few hours.
Exactly.
That's how I look at it. Because you never know what time of the day it's going to fall. So you never know how long it's going to stick around.
And the thing is, yeah, exactly. And a lot of times I know we get so bogged down on, oh, I got to drive to work, or how am I going to get on the bus? And we miss it. We don't look up. We're so busy looking down, complaining about
this, that, and the other thing.
Hard. Yeah, that we miss, look up, we miss the beautiful snow on the trees and the birds and the clouds and the sun. And the reality is, it's not that we're being Pollyanna-ish or trying to be totally positive all the time, but it is. If you look at it, you realize how beautiful it is. And what I encourage the listeners to think about is, what do you want to focus on? Do you want to focus on what's negative, or do you want to focus on the beauty around you? Which kind of has a lot to do with the theme for tonight, which is a lot of us make resolutions for the New Year's, and then come December 31st,
and that's exactly what I was talking about a few minutes ago before you came on. I said to that 2010 is going to be an awesome, awesome year for us. We're looking to maybe expand the show, get a lot of good people on the show, and I was just kind of talking about how 2010 is going to act for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was starting on that until I saw you pop in there. And then you just kind of stopped me in mid-sentence there. But that's fine. But what I would really love for you to do right now, if we could, is if you could do your spiel. I've already done the number, and I've already tried to do it, but I can't do it as well as you can. Because you know everything.
Thank you. This is why we're a good partnership. You're amazing at the switchboard, and I can get the number out as quickly and as well as anybody else. So, yeah, we're perfect for each other. So, for our listeners, the number, 347-989-1473, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or would like to pipe in on on our subject tonight, which is setting goals for the year 2010 and how to actually make them happen. Also, if you like, you can go log on to our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman. Woman is spelled W-M-N. You can also Skype us. We are up on Skype, and if you do that, just look for Ordinary Woman with the W-M-N spelling for woman, and you can go right into that way as well. Or you can put your questions and comments on the chat room, which are on our web page as well on Blog Talk Radio. So just to get us started, I did a blog post a couple years ago, and what it is I have always kept a journal for as long as I can remember, and a lot of it had to do with the adventures of my family, and eventually it became a book, so I wound up writing a book, and I figured what better way to start it than the first day of the year, January 1st.
And I did see something about that, and I was reading through that a little bit, and
now,
I tell you,
was that,
it is amazing what I saw.
Well,
it's absolutely
you.
Amazing. It blows my mind. And real quick, I want to say hello to guest 3266. Hello,
hey,
and welcome.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. And to our guest, if you want to check out what I'm talking about, the blog is www.ordinarywoman.com. That is my blog. I have it's divided up into different sections. You can actually read my book online, which I actually put excerpts on it in there in the form of journal entries, which is exactly how I wrote it. I just embellished a little bit on them, not on what happened, but I tied a life lesson into it. I took the adventures of the day that happened on that particular day, and I kind of wanted it to make it a positive life lesson that could be applied. And that's where you can find it, www.ordinarywomanwmn.com. And what I did was, on that first day, I discussed specifically goals. a lot of people, it's almost like a tradition. December 31st comes, we reflect, some sadly, some angrily, some maybe not so, on all the stuff we said we were going to do that we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So we make resolutions. Okay, let's start all over again. January 1st comes, we can do all these resolutions and start over again. And I have to be honest with you, that annoys the heck out of me because of the fact that they're going to fall by the wayside. And, man, you know for yourself, there are times that you yourself have said, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. It never happened.
Well, I'm going to, I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to say it this way
mm-hmm.
in response to what you just said. I was just talking about that, as I said a few minutes ago. I have friends who are helping me now, and I've had, like people, the listeners know that I went in for some surgery in 2009, and the doctor told me that I have to lose a few pounds.
Right.
I'm not going to say how many, but a few.
Right.
And I am so thankful for the people who I have in my life right now because they are just an amazing set of people that are helping me, and with their help, I'm going to try and
okay, lose
some
weight.
Okay,
I'm going to stop you right there. I'm going to stop you right there, and that's a perfect segue to the talk that we're going to have today. And it's not just the talk. I want our listeners to take notes because I'm actually going to give you suggestions for things that you can do to take your goal from being try to an accomplished, done, check it off your list, move on to the next one. Because, and I speak for myself as well, our mindset will determine whether we're going to accomplish these goals or not. And a lot of times for us, we know what we want to do. Like in your case, Mountain Man, you say, okay, I know I need, underlying need, to lose a few pounds. Awesome. You know what the end is, the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
We forget that there's a big chunk of things that need to happen between the day you know your goal, which is you need to lose a few pounds, to the actual day that you step on the scale and you've accomplished that goal and gone beyond and maintained it and kept it off. That's where we fail.
Mm-hmm.
Because we forget what goes in between. And a lot of times, too, we create this illusion that if only I could lose, and I'm not saying that's what you have to do. I'm just going to use that as an example because you
yep.
brought it up. And this happens with women a lot. Women have this thing where they walk around their adult life, if only I could lose X amount of weight, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, then my life would be great. If only I could fit into a size 6 or a size 7 or a size 8. They attach their unhappiness in their life to this tangible of weight loss or a dress size or a number on their scale. What winds up happening is if we get close to those goals, let's say you're 5 pounds away from your goal or you're a size away from that size 8 dress, your body and your mind are going to go into panic mode if everything else in your life is still chaotic, if you're still
mm-hmm.
unhappy. Because you really expect for there to be some magic wand that comes into your life and magically everything is fixed if you could be a size 6. Further
yep.
from the truth. Because there's a lot of very happy, successful, fulfilled people that are not a size 6. They're a size 16. They're a
mm-hmm.
size 12. They're not worried about what the little label says on their dress or the number on the scale. Because they've known that in order to accomplish our goals, be happy with what we're going after, it has to start from within, not without. Get my point?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So that's why I thought it was an important that this month's lesson, because one of the things we talked about as well is we want to be educational as well. We have some amazing guests that motivate us, pump us up, encourage us to do greater things. We like to bring awareness to illnesses and organizations and a lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to take it a step beyond. I also want this to be a teaching moment where our listeners can learn something. And I'm not going to sit here and say that I have the do-all answer, that if you follow me to a T, it's going to be perfect and you're going to achieve your goals, because I can't do that. The only person that can do that is you.
Right.
And I am encouraging people to do, seriously start thinking outside the box. And if you do that, then you can set up yourself to win. And that's the most important thing, because that's why I wrote that blog post. If you guys go back and look it up, it's at ordinarywoman.com under January 1st. Because people go, and I'll give you the example. I belong to a gym. I hate going to the gym in January.
I hear you.
Everybody and their mother is there. I cannot get into a machine. I cannot get into the weight room. I cannot get into the, you know, the aerobic class or whatever, because everybody's there.
The classes are all filled.
What, yes, because they made a New Year's resolution. And what I wind up noticing is with the end of January, beginning of February, end of February, we're back down to the regulars,
uh-huh.
People that are always there. And that's what happens when we think about the long-range goal but don't back up enough to break it down to baby steps and say, why am I doing this goal? Now, in
mm-hmm.
your case, my man, you're going to be my guinea pig tonight.
Uh-oh.
Awesome.
Well,
I love it.
Before we go there,
yes.
I'd like to say hello to Deborah. She's in our chat room.
Awesome.
I did go over to my webpage on
mm-hmm.
Blog Talk Radio, and I posted a quick email to her asking her where she hangs out on everything, and I told her that I would be on the show tonight, so I wanted to say hello to her because she's one of the friends on both, I believe it's on both our web pages,
mm-hmm.
so I wanted to give a quick shout out to her and
awesome.
Say hello.
Awesome. And Deborah, if you have any information, now this is Deborah for, I don't have my chat room up yet because it's not cooperating, but Deborah, if you're the one that's involved on Sunday with the talent showcase, I can't even talk, at the Hard Rock Cafe, it would be awesome if you could give us a quick call and give us the information on it, because I would love our listeners to hear about it.
S-C-A-D.
Yes, that's my woman, Deborah. So Deborah, if you get a chance, please give us a call so we can get the information out where people can buy tickets, what's going to be happening, the time, and all those great, 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 great information and facts so we can get it out there and get everybody more.
We want to plug it.
Great.
So please,
give us
a call so we can plug the show, because that's one of the things that we do on this show is we also plug other shows as much as we can.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I'm waiting for someone to send me a cease and desist order where they go, you know, really, you need to stop that because we're not affiliated with you, so stop, okay? Enough already.
And I hear that. But I was talking about how we were good, that we were good. It's a motivational show, but
mm-hmm.
we're going to look at maybe going into the sort of the spiritual area as well. And that was one of the
little spiel. Yeah, exactly. I think it's very important that we do that. And I think not just, like I said, I'm not trying to shove religion in. I'm not talking about, it's really weird. Everybody hears spirituality and they automatically think of a religion. That's not what it's about. It's
mm-hmm.
it's about that connection with your spirit, you, not anybody else, not any religion, not any faith. To me, the spirituality that we're talking about is for you to connect to your spirit, to you, what you want out of life. Not what mommy says you need to do, not what your teacher told you you needed to do, not what you need to do, but what you really deep down inside want to do. And a lot of people always confuse want with selfishness. Needs
mm-hmm.
are good. They're means that I am a martyr, that I'm, no. Step away from that. If you are in balance with your spirit, your wants will take care of your needs.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what the problem is. We keep dividing them. like in your case, you know that you need to lose a few pounds because you, but the reality is if you reword that to I Mountain Man, want to be able to be healthier, to be able to, then it makes it easier. Because it's not something that's being shoved down your throat anymore. And I know that it's something that we don't want to think of it that way. But if we put a tangible that we're happy with, something that's going to excite us, not something that we have to do, something that we want to do, then it's easier for us to be happy going after that goal as opposed to, I have to do this. Once you say, I have to, you've already gotten off to the wrong foot.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yes.
I have been thinking for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep telling myself that I'm going to lose, that I'm going to lose, that I'm going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, I haven't lost anything. If anything, I've gained.
You know why that is, right?
Because I haven't been able to be active as I should have been.
No, but it goes beyond that. And for my listeners, again, I'm not getting paid to this. If you have not read The Secret by Rhonda Burns, you need to read The Secret by Rhonda Burns because she just puts it in such a simple way. And she admits it. These aren't her concepts. She just gathers them from teachings that have been around for hundreds of years. But, again, we're addressing not particular weight issue. We're talking about goal setting and whether we can succeed or not. But we're using weight as an example because, believe it or not, the desire to lose weight is the number two goal that everybody makes New Year's Eve. The number
mm-hmm.
one this year is to save money. Usually weight loss is the number one goal that people set for themselves as a New Year's resolution. That's why we're talking about it. If you read The Secret, Rhonda Byrne says the reason so many people fail at losing, quote, the word I'm using, losing weight, is because you're focusing on weight.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you focus on is what you're going to get. So if you constantly say to yourself, I don't want to gain weight, and any psychology book will tell you this, this has been scientifically proven, the mind, the cognitive mind, going on a deeper level, and I'm not going to go in too deep because I'll put our listeners to sleep, on a cognitive level, your subconscious does not understand the words no or don't.
Right.
So if you say to yourself, I don't want people to be disrespectful to me, all your mind hears is I want people to be disrespectful to me, and you will send out the brainwave, and that's why you wind up with people that are disrespectful to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you say something like, why does this always happen to me? Because you just said that it always happens to you. If you're constantly focusing on, I don't, like if you get a pit in your stomach when your mailman comes, because you always get bills, guess what? The universe has to give you those bills. Otherwise, you're going to say to yourself, you're going to go nuts thinking about the bills. Whatever you focus on is what you're going to get. And this is all in the book. This is in my genius. This is actually from the book. And if you see the DVD, there's actually some, she gathered some of the greater lecturers and educators in the world. And they're on DVD as well. And one particular lady talks about that. We're magnets.
Right.
We know this. That's medically proven. Whether you believe in God or you believe in the universe or you believe I'm a nutbag, the reality is if you are hooked up to a machine that picks up electrical currents, they will be picked up because we are the most powerful transmitter in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
This has been proven. You can see it. If you take thermal imagery, you could see the thermal heat coming out of you and the image that you leave. Like if you sit in the seat for an hour and then you walk away, if I put a thermal imaging machine, I can still see the energy that you have emitted, and that energy will be there for a while before it disappears. Every time you think something, good, bad, or indifferent, you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the challenge with humans. Like if we are constantly, we as humans focus on what we don't want instead of what do we want. I don't want to fall. I don't want bills. I don't want my husband to be mean to me. I don't want my kids to flunk out of school. I don't want to be fat. I don't. And that's
you're right.
What we're
it's
getting.
Got
that's
to stop.
It's got to stop, ladies and gentlemen. It really does. Because, and then you hear these people, and again, this is from the book. This is in my genius. You know these people. These people are like my son, Alex. He can eat like nobody's business. The boy never gains weight. Why? Because mm-hmm. the thing that comes out of his mouth is, I can eat anything I want, and I never gain weight. And he does it. And everybody
right.
else sends the brainwave around him. You know someone. Everybody knows someone that they eat like crazy, never gain an ounce. And they
mm-hmm.
say, I can eat anything I want. I don't have to worry about it. They have the whole dessert. They have the whole meal. And the metabolism runs high. Or they even say it, I have a fast metabolism.
Right.
Guess what? You say that enough, you're going to get it. If I say I have a slow metabolism, I'm big boned, it runs in my family, if you expect to gain weight, it's going to happen. So the first step, and if you're listening and you're taking notes, the very first step that we need to do in order to be able to make our New Year's resolutions a reality is we need to listen to how we're speaking to ourselves.
Right.
Listeners, you need to think about this. And not, man, I know I've caught you a couple of times on that and called you on it.
Yes,
you
have, and I will admit it.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit
and
it.
And do you realize that we human beings talk to ourselves in such a negative way that if anybody else ever thought of speaking to us that way, we would probably knock them out, even if we're peaceful and loving and don't like to fight. Think
mm-hmm.
right now, our listeners, you, Mountain Man, and myself, think of some of the things that you will say to yourself in any given 24-hour period. I'm so stupid. I'm so forgetful. I can't believe I'm this dumb. I'm not a hard worker. I have no self-discipline. Just think.
Exactly. Because I've done that myself.
Mm-hmm.
I've had past experiences, and I've actually kicked myself in the pants
mm-hmm.
for losing a very good job I had.
Right.
Because I was so stupid back then, and
mm-hmm.
for the listeners, I'm talking about maybe 10 years ago. Eight or nine years ago, maybe a little bit more. Okay, I had a perfect position at a movie theater,
mm-hmm.
and I was an usher. I loved the job, but I let the best get to me.
Right.
I really did, and I was able to get myself to and from this job.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I did was work. And even though I am disabled,
mm-hmm.
I know I can work a certain number of hours. But you're right, Charlie. You push yourself too much. And I've seen it more recently now than I did in the past. I am one of these people that will do anything for a friend or anybody.
Right.
Before I think about myself.
And that is the worst thing, because that's when, and again, this is from The Secret. Once you start thinking of yourself in the mindset of sacrifice, that means lack.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you're thinking about, oh, I'm sacrificing, that means that there's not enough. Sacrifice is something you do when it's the end of the world and there's one piece of bread left and your child is hungry. That's what you do. But the reality is that it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be a sacrifice, because you should be in the mindset of that there's enough. There's more than enough. Once we get competitive in that sense, whatever we brainwave, if we sit there and say, well, there's not going to be enough of this for everybody, so me, the universe is going to create a lack. And because you're thinking negatively, karma is going to take care of the person that has the positive thought. And that's the people that we know that they always win something. They're the luckiest people in the world. It's not luck. It's karma, and their brainwave are actually working together to attract things that are positive to them. And that's what we have to regauge. So to recap for our listeners, the three things we're going to talk about tonight is your mindset, the action that you want, again, want. You need to throw the word need out. Want to take baby steps to get there. And then I call it the rewind button. because mm-hmm. you need to start over. And that's why, going back to my blog entry, I commented on the fact that some people will make a resolution on December 31st and then say, okay, I failed. 2, 3, 4 weeks later, it's gone. I forgot all about it. Couldn't do it. I'll start again next year. Next December 31st, I will make the resolution again.
Yep.
We don't have to do that, people. Every day is a new year. And the reason I say that is because guess what? Today's January 5th. 365 days from today, it's going to be January 5th again. That's a whole new year for me to do whatever I want. So if I didn't get the results that I wanted today, whoa, I'm so excited because when I open my eyes tomorrow, I get to try all over again. I get to do what I want all over again. So we need to get ourselves out of this mindset that it's this huge chunk of time. You can even break it down more. Don't think about it in a day. Okay, so I wanted to maintain my weight or get to an ideal weight, and I ate a donut. What do? Binge and say, oh, bad me, I ate a donut. I ate a donut. Oh, well, you know what? Give myself half an hour to enjoy that donut, and I'm going to go for a walk. Maybe I'll take a 40-minute walk
mm-hmm.
to get rid of the guilt factor. Guess what I just did? I just re-vowed resolution again without having to say, oh, woe is me, you know, and eat the whole box of donuts out of pity or whatever, but realize that I can do that. That's how amazing life is. That's how many chances we have. Every minute of every day is a new moment to start again, to redo mm-hmm. it, down to the day we breathe our last breath. It's never too late to do that.
Right.
And that's why I want to encourage everybody, the mindset has to start. And going into the mindset, before we go to that, I'll remind everybody the number, 347-989-1473. 347-989-1473. That is our call-in number. If you have any comments or questions or just want to say hi, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com, Ordinary Woman, blogtalkradio.com / Ordinary Woman, WMN. And you can get into our chat room or you can Skype us as well. And today's topic is about New Year's resolutions and how we can actually make those goals a reality. So my man has not even volunteered, gotten drafted again to be my guinea pig about the topic because he brought up that his doctor recommended that he lose a few pounds. And he said he needed to lose a few pounds. So one of the things that I encourage everybody to do, and honestly, people, I know you have heard this a million times. You got to write them down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean write them down in a notebook and then stick it under your bed and it's gone. I mean you need to write them down where these goals are in your face 24/7. That's where the number one mistake, well, that's the number two mistake. The first mistake is to make a goal where you know what the goal end is, but you don't know how to get there. That's
right.
Like saying that I'm going to drive to Oklahoma, but I don't have a map. I'm just going to be driving around in circles, especially in Massachusetts because our roads are all one way. So you need to know what's going to be your roadmap. So we're going to
exactly.
break that down. The first thing, you have to write them down. And listeners and Mountain Man, you have to be our guinea pigs. So you're actually going to be doing this because we're going to follow the process along in the next 365 days. So you have to write them down. You don't have to. You should want to write them down. So we have to lose the word have and need out of our vocabulary.
Yes, and that is one of the words that those are the couple words that are going to be going out of the vocabulary for the show for the next 300 and some odd days.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And if our listeners catch us, and I'm going to do this as a contest, if you actually catch us using the word, then you can call in, and we will actually turn the airwaves over to you for a few minutes so you can run the show for 10 minutes. So if you hear us using that, you call us, and then we will turn the airwaves over to you for a few minutes so you can actually give us a motivational thought or your spiel, because that's how committed we are to helping everybody get over this this mentality of lack, this mentality of setting us up ourselves to fail. And the reality is, and guys do this too, but women, we are the worst. We constantly expose ourselves to things that are just destined to make us feel better. They are destined to make our self-esteem go down. If you are focusing on losing a few pounds, why would you be looking at magazines of women that are 6 feet tall and weigh 110 pounds? These women are malnutritioned. They have horrendous health habits. They're not healthy. It's not conducive to what you want to do. You're never going to look like them because you're not them. You're not that height. You're not going to sacrifice years off your life to do what they're doing, and you don't understand the pressure cooker that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to surround yourself with things and people that are going to build you up. So that we talked about writing them down, your goals. This is where a lot of people make mistakes, because they will sit there and write 10 pages of goals that they want to do.
Right.
What do you think happens when you do that?
What do I think happens when we do that?
Yes. What do you think happens when we do
that? Right now, to be honest, Charlie,
mm-hmm.
I'm in a little bit of discomfort here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not you. I'm listening to the show. I'm listening to what you're saying. But I've just moved a couple of certain ways and just kind of hurt myself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to relax, readjust. Because, as you know,
mm-hmm.
I've had a couple of surgeries last year. Or
mm-hmm.
within the last couple of years.
Right.
And one of them, the weather really affects my legs.
Right.
Because, and I moved a certain way, and the rotten pin just kind of said, wrong way.
Ouch.
Ouchie rowie. And then
my
shoulder
so
acted up.
You're like all connected now.
So it's one of these things that
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be having the assistant.
No having.
Thank you.
But you want to. You're so excited. You just can't wait to start working.
Exactly. Thank you. You just got me. And to the listeners, that's one for Charlie.
Yes, one for me.
That's
okay, so to recap, what we want to do is we want to change our mindset. So for today, we're going to go with the positive mind frame. Don't think of it as something you have to do or you need to do. It's something that you want to do. And I'm telling you right now, people, if you are not excited when you think about your goals are not what you want to do. I know for me, if I sit there and say, oh, for my New Year's resolution, it's going to be that my house is going to be spotless 24/7.
Right.
I like my house clean. The pressure that I would put on myself wanting to be spotless would be ridiculous because of the fact that I have teenagers at home. I have college students that come back. It's not going to happen. And that's not the type of goal that you want to set up for yourself, that you're going to be on pins and needles about it 24/7. So
right.
What I'm encouraging you guys to do is set yourself up to win. Pick 3 goals. That's it. If you fly out of the gate and for the next 30 days you accomplish all 3 of them, awesome. That's exactly what you want. Pick only 3. The other thing, too, is, again, this has been psychologically and medically proven. It takes a minimum of 30 days of you doing a new habit every single one of those 30 days before it becomes habit. When you were a little kid and mommy and daddy were teaching you how to go to the bathroom, every time you had a little oopsie, mom and dad had to start over again. And it wasn't until you get to that do it 30 days where it becomes a habit that it's a learned behavior now. You know how to go to the bathroom. You know how to understand the signals that your body is sending you. And it's success. So the reality is that applies to everything.
And right there,
applies to a bad habit. Mm-hmm.
Right there, I want to take a second.
Yeah.
And welcome Betty, Bob, Deborah,
hey guys.
Fred.
Freddie, how are you?
JJ, 2341, Mary, 2321, Mountain
Man,
and
man,
William. That is everybody that is in the chat room right now. But unfortunately,
guys,
Mountain Man
you?
Cannot even type in the chat room for some reason.
What is up with you, Mountain Man? I don't know.
I don't know, but when somebody kicked me out of our chat room...
How'd you get kicked out?
Hi, Sally.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Hi, Sally. How are you, hon?
Sally?
Yes. Sally just popped into my chat room.
Ah.
You'll probably have to refresh.
Nope. I got her. I'm trying to flip between two boards here. I'm trying to keep mostly our switchboard up. So if anybody does call in and because you just gave everybody a challenge and I'd like you to refresh or reiterate what you just said for those who just come into the room.
Yes. So our topic tonight is how to set our goals for the new year and actually make them a reality instead of another one of our list of, oh, geez, I wish I had accomplished that. And we want to keep it simple. And so I'll give you the number if you want to call, 347-989-1473. Call in, make a comment, just say hi, feel free to call. Or you can reach us on the webpage, www.blogtalkradio.com/ordinary woman. Woman is spelled W-M-N. Or you can Skype us, Ordinary Woman, as well, because our Skype is up. So to recap, I really want you guys to realize that you need to keep it simple. So this is what I'm encouraging to do, and we're going to reiterate this every week to see how our progress is going.
And there was a challenge, I believe.
Yes.
Earlier, and I wanted to just remind you of that challenge so you could throw it out there as well.
Yes, the challenge is that two of the words that are just catastrophic anytime we want to do anything are the words want, are the words need to or have to. So for our challenges, and Mountain Man brought this up, is that for the next year we want to eradicate those two words from our vocabulary when we're talking about goals or things that we would like to accomplish. So we want to lose the word have to or need to, because those words automatically have a negative connotation for our subconscious of something that's being forced upon us and we really do not want to do. The word we want to use is want. I want to do this. I'm excited about this. I'm pumped up about this. But this is something that I tell my kids, and I don't mean just my biological kids. I'm talking about the kids that I counsel and work with.
Everybody.
When they're picking a career.
And hold on one sec before you go to that. You had also said, if you want to call in, if any of our listeners hear us, either one of us, say that, we want you to call in, and we will give you at least 10 minutes of the show so you
all
can
yours.
Motivate us. And it will be all yours for at least 10 minutes or so of our show so you can help to motivate us in the right way.
Absolutely. And I think that's very important. And that's why, like, when I talk to my kids, when I counsel them, I tell them, because a lot of the counseling I do is career counseling or college counseling for them to pick a college or a major or a career that they're going to go into. And I tell them right off the jump, if the words... Well, my dad says this, or my mom wants. No, that's great. If your mom wants you to be a nurse, maybe she should go to nursing school so she can be a doctor or a nurse because she's the one excited about it. But the reality is how I tell them, I want you, when you go to sleep tonight, remind yourself of this. Whatever comes to mind, the first thing in the morning when you open your eyes and you're excited about it, what do you think about? And I know one of my girls said to me, I think about being outdoors. I think about working with animals. There you go. Now you have two clues to the kind of career you want. So if you were to become a nurse inside a hospital 12 hours a day, I don't think you'd be very happy. But if you were to become a veterinarian assistant or a veterinarian and you were working outdoors with cattle and these kind of animals, is that something she's like, that would be awesome?
And I would love to encourage that person,
mm-hmm.
whoever it may be, Charlie.
And right, because the reality is, my man, that yeah, the thing is, you need to be happy with your career because you're going to be stuck with that career for a very, very long time. And that's the challenge in America nowadays. The average student now, I think the statistics were somewhere around 50-ish, 60-ish percent. 50 mm-hmm. to 60% of the college graduates wind up working in something that has nothing to do with whatever they majored in college.
Mm-hmm.
And also the average American now, where 20, 30, 40 years ago, it wasn't uncommon for mom, dad, or aunt Sue to be at the same company for 30 or 40 years until their retirement. That's not
right.
the case. Now the average American will switch careers 3, 4, or 5 times because of that desire to do something that they like and that they're passionate about. So what I try to get my kids to do is from the jump to find something that they're passionate about. And honestly, people, you got to throw logic out, and I'll use my daughter as an example. Jessica decided that she wanted to be a sports therapist. And I sat there looking at her going, really? You? Because I know what it takes to be a sports therapist.
Right.
So I, okay, that's what you want to do. 3 months
and I'm sorry, but I was chuckling there for a minute or two because
oh, yeah.
I
you know
kind
Jessica.
Of know Jessica.
Yeah, and the
via
thing
the
is
phone.
3 months into it. Yes, 3 months into it, she's like, I don't know if I want to do this. But the thing that hit her was her roommates were saying, well, it makes good money, it's a great career, blah, 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 blah. And I said to her, well, you love dancing, you love singing. Why? Well, my roommates don't think it'd make good money. I was like, really? I was like, who's going to be doing this for the rest of their life? You, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not your roommate. And the reality is that I know for my daughter, she would rather make $5 an hour teaching someone how to dance or sing or play
mm-hmm.
a piano than get $50 an hour as a sports therapist. So
right.
that's where sometimes we have to do the trade-off because of the fact is that if money makes you happy and it will counter the fact that you're not happy in what you're doing career-wise, then maybe you can deal with it. But if the first thing that comes to your mind when you wake up in the morning is, oh, my God, I can't believe I have to go into that place. You're in the wrong career. You're in the wrong
exactly.
environment.
Exactly.
And you need to readjust.
I really want to reiterate what you just said, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going into a job just for the money,
mm-hmm.
that's not for you. Okay. If you're going into a job, you're going into it with a great attitude, and you want to be there, not just for the money, but you want
mm-hmm.
to be there for the socialization,
right?
And for the clientele, whoever the clientele may be.
Exactly, and that's the way it should be because the reality is your attitude within you should be, whoa. I actually get to do X, Y, and Z today. You should be excited about it. And I know for me, I've had that where I've had jobs that paid very good money, but I was miserable. I could literally feel my brain cells dying from the just routine and mundaneness of this job. And it's not a deferment to the people that I work with because they were amazing people. I love the people I work with. They were sweet people. The company was amazing, but it just wasn't a career for me. It just wasn't something that I was happy with. Where,
mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, I've worked as an extra on movie sets, and for those of you that have done it, it's sometimes 10, 12, 14 long hours. You're standing around a lot of times. It's not very good money, but I was excited. I mean, I remember the first time that I had a 16-hour day on the set. I had to get up at 3 in the morning. I didn't have to. I wanted to get up at 3 in the morning. Because I had to be in Boston at 5 a.m. for a fitting for my costume.
You didn't just say have to be up, did you?
I did not. Yes, I did, actually. I corrected myself.
Okay, I thought I heard something like that.
Oh, yeah, I backpedaled quick. No, you're right. I did say that. But no, I wanted to. It was something that I was excited about. I woke up at 3 in the morning, went into Boston, got into costume. Turned out it was the wrong costume. The director didn't want it. So I had to hang around wardrobe for 5 hours till they got the right costume. Then we were standing out at South Station in the train platform. And we were there for a good from 9 in the morning to probably 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Now, for our listeners, this is the Hollywood magic. We were dressed like it was winter because the movie was being taken place, the character and the storyline was in winter time. We were filming in August. So it was the end of August. It was either the end of August or the beginning of September, and as you know, it's very warm in New England that time of year. So it probably was 80-ish, 90 degrees, and I was dressed as a Boston police officer. That was my character, and I'm supposed to be in winter gear. So on top of the long-sleeve shirt, I have a turtleneck underneath. I have a rain jacket and my hat and the boots. And, yes, and it's 90 degrees, and the majority of the time, the poor makeup people are running around wiping the sweat off our face because we were supposed to be in wintertime. It was supposed to be a very dark kind of setting. And we were told off the jump, guys, we can't give you a break because we had to rent the half of South Station. For those of you from the area, you can imagine what went into that happening. It was on a Saturday.
Holy moly.
Oh, yes. They had to get this shot. They had to get this done.
Oh,
man, it was
my
ridiculous. So
goodness.
They rented half of South Station, which included a whole train track and two platforms and a train. On top of that, they had 500 extras. So, they told us, look, we cannot give you breaks. We'll make sure you get water. We'll make sure you get to eat, but you're not getting breaks. You're going to be standing on your feet most of the day. And, you know, they told us from the jump, if you have medical conditions and you think you can't do it, please tell us now because it'll mess up the continuation if you leave after. So we were on our feet that whole time. And then afterwards, they said to me, we need you as a precision driver. So I left there and drove to Charlestown, and then I was driving back and forth on the same road for a good other 2-3 hours. So I wind up going from 3 in the morning when I left my home. So I was up around 2, and I didn't get home till 12:30 midnight. So we're talking about a 22-and-a-half-hour day. And I remember the next day my husband asking me, and I went through the story. Oh, my goodness, it was hot, and we had, you know, wear this stuff and just everything I told you guys, and I was on my feet. So now my husband's waiting for it. And I said, it was awesome. I can't wait to do it again. So he looked at me like, I guess you're not going back to teaching anytime soon. Yeah, that's what he said to me. He's like, you're nuts. I was like, no, you don't understand. I said, it was the most exciting. The people were awesome. It was so cool to see the cameras. And, you know, and a lot of people might have thought, well, it's because it's new. You know, it's something that was new. And, no, I've been doing it for almost 2 years, and I swear to goodness, every time I'm on my way to a movie set as an extra, I get giddy. I mean, I am, like, so excited. And it's funny because I'm not going to lie to the listeners and say that I have a major speaking part or you can barely see me. I mean, I'm like a blur in the back. I don't care.
Gee, you sound just like somebody else we know.
Yes, I know. It's like it's so exciting to me that I love it. I could do that for the rest of my life. And that's why when I hear people say, well, I'm not being an extra or this isn't for me, they're right. It's not. And it's nothing against them. It's just that it's not for them. I love the whole thing about being on a movie set. And it's not just the being in front of the camera. I love the lights and the magic and everything that happens and learning about the process. So going back to what we're talking about when we set our goals, that's the mindset you have to have. So
mm-hmm.
In order to succeed and to learn how to be able to make your goals a reality, I encourage you to give a thought. Give yourself a couple of days and come up with 3 goals that you can genuinely say, I am excited about these goals. I really want to do this. This is something that I could so easily see myself doing. And if you get excited, like right now, just talking about going on a movie set, I'm like all pumped right now. I am. I am like wicked excited. And like 10 minutes ago, I was exhausted. I was like, you know, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. Now I'm like wide awake and just excited thinking about it. Because that's
a good thing.
Like it. It is. It's an amazing thing. And I'm blessed to have that ability to be excited about that.
You got your second wind. That's all we have to say. You got your second wind.
Oh, man. So, listeners, that's what I want you guys to do. You need to get your second wind. You need to be pumped and excited and about this goal. And it doesn't have to be huge. You know, people think that, you know, make big changes in my life, it has to be huge. And they go with the cookie cutter. I'm going to save tons of money. I'm going to lose tons of weight. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to quit being bad. I'm going to blah, 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 blah. What are you, the Pope, Mother Teresa? I don't think so. It's, no, stop, stop, enough already. Rewind. No. That's going to
exactly.
Suck the fun right out of it. I mean, even if it's something simple like, you know what? I think I'm going to take a 10-minute walk today. And don't put anything to it. Don't give yourself that you have to do so much time. I mean, so much distance in those 10 minutes, so much speed, that you have to burn so many calories that you have. No. Tell yourself, I'm going to go for a 10-minute walk, and I'm going to really look around my neighborhood. Check it out. See what's out there.
Well,
what do I
and
see?
That's kind of what I was talking about earlier, too,
mm-hmm.
is what motivated me today is because I had my friends here.
Right.
Earlier this afternoon or this morning, it was really cold out there.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All I had on was a Ozark Zone jacket. Mm-hmm. No hat, no gloves. Obviously, I had my shoes on and everything. But I had taken a 10-minute walk over to another building on the property to do something for myself and so I could do some laundry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I go over to this machine to try to put money on my card, and I have to use a code to do this. And I'm sitting there for a good 2-3 minutes with my friends and trying to get the codes to work. I come back here, and I have to call the company to tell them that I'm having trouble with the code. But what we both did not realize
mm-hmm.
is the codes that I was entering were for the year 2009.
Oh, that stinks.
Okay. So
I don't mean to laugh, but you know how many times I've done stuff like that?
But here's the kicker of the thing.
Uh-huh.
I come back here, I call the place up to tell them that my codes are not working,
mm-hmm.
and we're thinking, why isn't my codes working? And what we both had come to first realize is that the machine may not be calibrated right for
mm-hmm.
the 2010 error. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I had come back, made the call. She had given me some new codes. I went back over. It took me like probably 2 hours or an hour and a half to 2 hours
mm-hmm.
between every, because I had one person here. I was waiting for somebody else to show up. And
right.
then we were all going to take another walk, another mm-hmm. 10-minute, 15-minute walk back over to the place again.
Right.
With those new codes. Guess what happened?
They didn't work.
They worked.
Oh, they worked. Okay.
They worked. So then we come back to the house. I call the company back just to let them know what was happening.
Right.
And we... As we're talking, we both realized that the code that I had gotten before New Year's
right.
were for 2009. Now, you know,
okay.
for a lot of places,
mm-hmm.
if you keep logs, a lot of them
mm-hmm.
start over on January 1st.
Right.
You have every – you're up to probably 3,000 in the log for 2009.
Right.
But as soon as January 1st hits of every year, those log numbers start all over again.
Right, right. Exactly.
And it was just, it was so funny because we're both sitting here and I should say we're all sitting here and we're like, do we really have to go back out?
But you know the funny thing, though, look at that, because your attitude was different because you could have been really upset about the whole thing. Or the reality is that if you had said to yourself, I have to walk back and forth, you probably would have talked yourself out of it. But because you were doing it with something else in mind, all of a sudden you did it and you didn't even think about it. And your whole demeanor
I wanted to do it.
Yes, isn't that amazing?
I had to do it. I wanted to do it because I needed to get it done.
Imagine if I had said to you, okay, Mountain Man, you said to me that you want to lose a few pounds, or you need to lose a few pounds, so you need to walk back and forth twice in the cold to do this. And you would have looked at me like, yeah, okay.
And mind you, I did. So. Now, I'm going to correct a certain phrase that you just you just sparked off a light bulb in my brain. Because
just to let our listeners know, hold that thought. Our show's actually going for an hour and a half today, so we have another half hour to go because we're gradually moving up to a 2-hour segment. And I knew
I've only got 24 to go.
Oh, well, excuse me, 24. Well, thank you, Mr. Numbers over here. The segment I knew was going to be something that we were going to get into because with different examples and stuff, and that's the way it should be. You can't rush something like suddenly wanting to change goals, and that's the reason why a lot of people fail, because they haphazardly, even if they think about it, they're like, all right, these are my New Year's resolutions, and it's almost like we know deep down inside that we're really never going to do them. We're just going through the motions. So what I'm really encouraging everybody to do is pick 3 goals that you're excited about and that they're easy for you, and set up yourself to succeed. Light bulb. What was the light bulb that went on in your head?
The light bulb, and then I'm going to say something else right after this because I just looked over to one of the other pages, is you. I said walk over.
Mm-hmm.
What I should have said was my friends walked while I rolled over, because as a lot of the listeners know, that I'm in a wheelchair.
Which so, means that you, your arms got a real nice workout today.
Exactly. So
mm-hmm.
instead of me walking, my arms did the walking.
Yeah, and a lot of listeners don't realize that you don't have an electric wheelchair. You have a manual wheelchair. So, yeah, that was a workout for your upper arms and for your hands as well. So, again, it was your attitude. That could have ruined your day.
I want it. It did kind of ruin the day because it all started early this morning.
Well, maybe not so much ruined it. Maybe it readjusted it because you didn't get everything
done. It really
done
readjusted
it.
Okay.
Yeah,
it readjusted.
Yeah. Ruined
okay.
it would have been that you'd be under your covers, like, really upset right now.
Yeah, I would not be on the show, but I know I had to be here. And
you didn't have to. You wanted to. You know you wanted to.
Well, for a lot of the listeners, I don't
know. You know why you wanted to be on the show? Because it's all that money I'm paying you.
Yeah. And when am I going to see any of it? No. Charlie, you had
right?
just. Yes, yes. Just to get back to the chat room for a minute, Charlie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were able to see the previous piece here. But Deborah did respond and say, Charlie and Cardiac are going to be special celebrity guests. Judges
we're real special, all right.
at the event on Sunday, is what she had typed into the show. I am really excited.
I am really, 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 really excited. That's, again, one of my I want to do this. I was just. So
and I would like, if she can, and one of the listeners know who I'm talking to, but I would love for her to call in so we can hear about the show that she is referring to on Sunday. Yes, we talked about it on yesterday's show.
I don't care. I'm going to talk about it forever because I'm just so excited. One,
and I really would love to have her call in so we can talk to her about this because I am really interested about this show. And I really would love to talk to her.
The fact it's what they're doing. I mean, Deborah Crosby and her, it's just amazing to me because they're giving these kids a venue, like not just kids, the people with talent that hasn't been discovered. They're giving them a venue where they can go and actually let their talent out and let us see it and hear it. And there's just not enough of that. And I, again, going back to The Secret, I really, really believe that there's more than enough room for all the people that haven't been discovered yet, talent-wise. Because the reality is there's millions and millions and millions of people on Earth that have different tastes, so there's more than enough room for new ones and to keep the variety going. So I think what they're doing is just an amazing concept, and it's an amazing venue. And I was just so thrilled when she asked me. She's like, could you? I was like, oh, my God. I don't think she was done typing it when I'm like, yes, I want to. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Because I know
Cardiac is very excited, too. He's very excited about the whole thing because he thought it was just an amazing honor to be asked.
Well, he's not the only one that's excited.
Oh, and I know my man's all excited, too.
I would love to be able to hear about the show. Because
Definitely. And by the way, I'd like to, if Deborah's not able to call today, I'm going to email her. And what I'd like her to do is actually give her a segment, a chunk of time, if she's available on Thursday's show. So that she can actually talk about it and get more. And if Deborah Crosby's available for a few minutes, have her call in as well so our listeners can hear more about it. So going back to what we're talking about, okay, we're on step two. We talked about the mindset. And then we talked about picking the goals and writing them down. So you have to do that. And when I mean writing them down, you need to write them down somewhere where you will see them all the time.
Okay, I'm writing them on my computer.
There you go. Now, the thing is, I also have to remind you guys, rotate, 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 because the reality is that once you put a piece of paper somewhere, after a while, the mind tunes it out. We don't see it anymore. So you need to remind yourself every few days to move that piece of paper from one side of the computer to the other or from one side of wherever to the other. It makes it fresh. Or if it's a sticky note or an index card, rewrite them again and put them somewhere different where you will see them. It keeps
but
them
did
fresh.
You hear what
every
I said?
Yes.
I'm writing on the computer.
You're writing on the computer? Can you even do that? Are you supposed to do that? Please tell me you're not whiting out on the screen.
I'm whiting out my screen, so I can't even see the switchboard, the chat room, you name it.
Okay, man, besides going for a roll today with your friends, what else did you do?
I was actually sitting here and thinking about the show.
Mm-hmm. That's
I'm
good,
sitting
because
here.
Now you know, yeah, see, you know where we're going. So that's why you need to not write on your screen. You can put it on your screen, but don't write on your screen because then you can't rotate it because then you got to move the whole computer every few days.
And that's where I was going. I was trying to throw a
but you know what? If you have to move the computer every couple of days, it goes with your goal of getting in shape because that sucker's heavy, and then you work out every time you move it.
And about a 17-inch screen is very heavy.
Yes, and I mean, you could do a couple of crunches with it while you're at it. A curls.
But Charlie knows right where I'm going.
Oh, geez, I know.
Okay, so to our listeners, Charlie and I have a little fun when we try to do this. And to one of the emails yesterday, okay.
Jen. Hey, Jen.
Jen. Hello, Jen.
She was cool.
You had asked us what makes us both tick together on the show.
That's what it is. We're crazy. We both
are.
We're certified
crazy
nuts.
People, but we love what we do.
We do. We really do, which is crazy because, like I said, Mountain Man would do this even if I wasn't paying him all that money.
Hey, let's not let the cat out of the bag here. But honestly, guys.
I really think he would do it for free if he had to.
If I had to, I probably would. But let me just say this.
Oh,
because
man.
I was pinned down.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009 about this show.
Yep.
I said to myself,
self,
I am going to look at this show as a job.
Yeah. Yeah, and
even
you know,
though
again,
we are not getting paid for it.
What do you mean?
Like,
you're not getting paid? Where's your check going every week?
I don't know.
Wow, you're
going
to talk to your mailman because you're not getting your check? I'm getting my check.
Well, anyhow, we'll talk about that separately in a little while. But anyhow, to our listeners, I said to myself at the beginning of the year,
mm-hmm.
for this show, because we were joking about it over the last couple of days.
Yes.
About the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at this position, at this show, as it's a job.
Right.
Okay. Now.
And the thing is that that right there is going to everything we're talking about on setting our goals, because it was something that I know that for the last few years you've been wanting to be able to find a job that you're happy with and that's something that you're excited about and there's no hesitation for you to do it. So that's why you know that what you're doing right now will eventually lead to the checks that you're talking, that we're joking around, and the money that you're talking about, and the fact that you've put your everything into it. You're doing the best that you possibly can, and that's exactly what the book The Secret talks about. If we work towards a goal, like it's already a done deal,
mm-hmm.
that's means that when the deal comes, when the opportunity comes, you're ready. It's like someone that wants to be a famous singer who has a nice voice but never took singing lessons or never had any demos or anything prepared. Then all of a sudden the producer just happens to be in the area and say, okay, what can you show me? And you're not prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to prepare yourself with the fact that it's a done deal. And that's what I tell my kids. It's a done deal.
And you told me that months ago.
Yes. And my thing is, do you have your A game when the opportunity presents itself? Because a lot of people, listeners, you have to think about this. A lot of us have been given the opportunities that we asked for, but we're not ready for them when they come. And that's the saddest thing. Because on
mm-hmm.
top of the fact that we're upset because we didn't get to do it, we're also upset about the fact that we could have done it had we been prepared. So that's why, your mindset is setting you up to win. So to recap your mindset, pick three goals.
To recap it. I didn't know why I had to recap it.
You have to recap it, but we're recapping. Your mindset. You have to make sure that it's a mindset of wanting to do this, being excited, passionate about what you're doing. Two, write them down. Three goals that are easy for you, that you're excited and passionate about. Make sure you put them somewhere where you can see them, rotate them, make sure you move them around, keep them fresh. If you write them on paper, write them in different colors, different colored paper, really use different colored ink to make sure that your mind consistently sees that it doesn't fade back into the background. Then you take the baby steps. Remember,
mm-hmm.
everybody that runs a marathon started with a jog, a tiny little jog around the block. One of the great persons I like to think about is John Bingham. If anybody out there has ever heard of him, he's called the Penguin. This man used to be 58 inches tall and 58 inches around. He was as wide as he was high because he was severely overweight. And he said the first time he tried to run, he ran from the beginning of his driveway to the end, which was about 30 feet, and he thought he was going to have a heart attack. Now, years and years later, this man has run in over 100 marathons. And like he says, I waddle on. I'm never going to win them. I'm never going to be in the middle of the pack. He's usually in the end of the pack. But guess what? He's happy with that because he's in great shape. He's doing something that he loves to do. He's focused on enjoying the race and meeting people and having a great time at it. And it's something that he's passionate about. And he's added tons of years to his life. The funny thing is that by his example, his wife started running, and his wife turned out that in her 50s discovered that she was a natural runner. And she actually has won a lot of races and awards in her her age group because she was always a runner. I mean, her body was meant to be a runner, but she never mm-hmm. had done it. So his example gave her the opportunity to shine in her 50s, when most people would say, that's too late. It wasn't. So what I'm getting is that you need to, it's the baby steps. You might see John now running a marathon, and granted, if it takes him 5 hours, you're still like, wow, he ran a marathon in 5 hours. I could never do that. Well, you guys went there when the man ran 30 feet and almost keeled over.
Well, and there's another person I really want to hold up.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
or two
I'm
people.
Okay.
Is Rick and Dick Hoyt.
Oh, my God. I've actually had the honor and pleasure of meeting them.
So have I. So have I.
Oh, my goodness. And you know what's amazing? And this is again, he didn't do it as a sacrifice. He wanted to be able to show his son the stuff that his son couldn't do for himself, like the running and the races and all this amazing stuff that they've done.
And they have a book out. I can't
yeah.
remember the name of it, but on Thursday I will mention the name of the book.
Yes.
But
and so
I had
you guys know that the Hoyt, if now stepping aside, because the father now, he's probably in his 60s, I would say late 50s, early
yeah.
60s. But a few years ago, he actually ran the Boston Marathon within 35 minutes of qualifying.
Mm-hmm.
Because in order to run the Boston Marathon, to qualify for the Boston Marathon, there's a time limit. I think it's like 3 hours and 30 minutes that you have to
yep.
run another marathon in to qualify. Well,
yeah,
he
I think
actually
it's...
ran the marathon. I think it was the New York Marathon that they ran.
I was just going to say, I think it's the New York one that they have to
yes.
run
in
order to qualify
yes.
for.
So this man ran the New York Marathon, pushing his grown son, because his son is in his 40s now, a grown man in this particular type of device that's like a wheelchair with, you know, specially designed for him. And he ran the marathon under par with 30 minutes. So in reality, and they even said to him, have you ever thought of running by yourself? Because he would definitely qualify. He's like, I'm not doing this just for me. He's like,
right.
it's no fun to me. He's like, what good is it? He's like, I don't want, there's that word, I don't want to run it by myself. He's like, I want to run
Excuse
it with myself.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that was what he said. He's like, I don't want to run the marathon by myself. He's like, I want to run the marathon with my son. He's like, that's the fun of it. That's what I enjoy.
And there's
so
another
man
one.
That, yeah.
And there's another young lady. I know she's not so young anymore, but there is another one who is no longer running, is Nancy Driscoll.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you know Nancy Driscoll, she is an amazing young lady, and I have to hold these people up 100% because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Mm-mm.
We would not be where we are today. And I am just so thankful for
mm-hmm.
these people. Like I said, I actually got, as you said, we actually got to meet Rick and Dick Hoyt.
Oh, they're amazing. They're just amazing.
Okay, they are amazing. They are awesome. And on Thursdays, I will tell you the name of the book that I got because
mm-hmm. absolutely,
they were at the Lowell Spinners game one
mm-hmm.
time this past summer.
Right.
And
the thing is, a lot of people don't realize that on top of what they're doing, they enjoy each other's company. They are like a great example of what a father-son relationship should be. But also they've brought a lot of exposure and awareness to handicap and the fact that the handicap doesn't define who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people think that Dick is this person that's like just a shell. No, he's not. His body may not be working, but that mind, trust me, it works. He is sharp as a tack in there.
Oh,
do not
wow,
underestimate him for 1 minute because you can see the spark in that young man's eyes and the way he acts, the way he reacts, the joy in his face when people interact with him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to make you realize that. Just because the body's not working doesn't mean the mind is.
And believe
and
it or not,
the
I actually, the Lowell Spinners actually did a bobblehead of them.
Wow, that would have been awesome to have. I would have definitely loved
And
to
I have the bobblehead signed. In order to get the signature of
mm-hmm.
them, we had to purchase the book.
Right.
And that book was awesome. I've read it.
See, we need to take a picture of the bobblehead and put it up on our website. I think that would be cool for our listeners to do.
And I'm going to challenge
amazing people. Mm-hmm.
you.
Okay.
Within the next couple of weeks to come over.
Okay. Sounds like a deal. Now, what I want to do is we have 5 minutes left. So
four to five.
We'll finish up on this. So, all right, guys, change your mindset. Think about, listen to what you're saying to yourself on a daily basis and change it. Write down your three goals, goals that are easy for you, that are fun, so that you're excited about. I don't care if your goal is that you're going to switch from one thing to another or clean. I don't care. I don't care if you say, well, they're so small. I don't care. They're baby steps. That's what you need to do. Because the reality is, if you change your mindset, if you put it into action, and that action results in baby steps, if you can experience what it's like to win, to succeed at doing one goal, guess what? The second one is easier, the third one, the fourth, and then you can start tackling the bigger goals in your life. And the reality is that stop thinking as goals of these huge things. Everything can be broken down into small steps. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know for me that when I was working full-time and going to school full-time and had four young kids, there were times that my room looked like a disaster area. And I got into this mindset that wasn't very good of saying, oh, I don't have enough time to do the whole room. I didn't have to do the whole room. I did
mm-hmm.
a little piece of it. It's funny because I was a homicide detective at the time. So tell me I'm not neurotic. I broke it down into
oh,
grids.
Oh, come on.
That's what we do.
Are we talking
I
about
did.
That room that you did?
Yes, I broke it down into a grid. I broke it down like a homicide would be where we go grid by grid looking for evidence. I broke it down into grids. And guess what? Mm-hmm. It was amazing that by the end of a few days, my room was spotless. And I got to clean out the closets and get rid of all the stuff that I've been meaning to get rid of. And it showed me that any goal in life is attainable and doable if we break it down into little pieces that are manageable for us and don't stress ourselves out. So,
well, real quick, before we go, I'd like to say hello to guest 4669 and Spooklogger. Those
yes,
are the two that have come into the chat room is the last few minutes of our show.
Well, thank you for coming. We've been talking about setting goals for the New Year's, and the three things we talked about is the mindset, the action, and the baby steps. And I'm actually going to do a blog post on this so that you guys can get it. And just be excited about it. Don't sit there and go, oh, I got to do. No, you don't got to do nothing. You don't have to do anything but, like my son says, pay taxes and die. And even then, he says, I can go to Canada and not pay my taxes if I don't want to. So
well, why are you so late, Bab, Mr. or Mrs.? Because I don't know if you can see this, Charlie.
What am I missing? What? Hello,
but
no one ever tells me anything.
Go for it, Charlie. Hi, guys.
That's
sorry you
right,
were so late.
I love you anyway. Thursday, 7 o'clock on Thursday, we're going to be here. So you better come down. We're going to love to have you. It'll be awesome. So we're going to put
on
the blog post. We've got a couple of minutes left, so we're going to wind it up.
I got 90 seconds.
Thank you, guys. Everybody, Betty, Bob, Deborah, love you. Fred, guest 4669, JJ, as usual, Mary, Mountain Man, of course, Sally, Scooper, Blogger, awesome, and William. Guys, I love you. Thank you for being on the show. We're going to keep it on. In 2010, it's going to be a motivational year. It's going to be exciting. We're going to do a lot of amazing things. Mountain Man, you
how about
say the
Flake?
Tagline. What?
How about Flake real quick for this song?
Absolutely, if I can. Yeah,
okay.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Put Flake and I'm
for everybody
say it,
to know,
yeah.
Don't ever let anybody take your dream away.
Yes, and for my beautiful Smiley who gave me the new tagline for me, nothing is impossible to a willing heart. So let's will it, let's do it, and let's make it an amazing 2010. see you guys on Thursday, and thank you all for being here. And we're going out to that beautiful song by Rhea Blake. Good night, everybody.
Good night.